the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Wa kun Allahumma bi'izzatika li fi kulli al-ahwal raufa wa 'alayya fi jami'il عطوفا إلهي وربي من لي غيرك أسأله كشف ضري والنظر في أمري.
Brothers and sisters, in this part of the Kumail supplication, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَكُنِ اللَّهُمَّ بِعِزَّتِكَ لِي فِي كُلِّ الْأَحْوَالِ رَؤُوفًا. And by your might, O Allah, be kind to me in all states. وَعَلَيَّ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأُمُورِ أَطُوفًا. And be gracious to me in all my affairs. We have all experienced, we have all recognized the mercy of the Almighty Allah by paying attention to the instances of His mercy. And this is how we can all perceive the greatness and the vastness of His mercy. In fact, mentioning this part of the Kumail supplication after the part in which the supplicant confesses to his sins might be telling us the fact that you can remove your chastisement by supplication, by confessing to your sins, and by being truly repentant, and then asking the All-Compassionate to be kind to you and to be gracious to you in all affairs. Now, as we said, the easiest way for recognizing the mercy of the Lord is paying attention to the different instances that we can understand His mercy better.
Therefore, my Lord, I ask you by your greatness not to let my sins and my misdeeds veil my supplications from you, and not to disgrace me by exposing those of which you have knowledge, nor to hasten my retribution for those vices and misdeeds committed by me in secret, which were due to evil-mindedness, ignorance, excessive lustfulness, and my negligence. O Allah, I beg you by your greatness to be compassionate to me in all circumstances, and be gracious to me in all affairs.
Not a dream, this is so true, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hausa Seminary of Qom.
In one story, Sheikh Baha'i says, a reliable man once told me about a sinner who had died, and his wife asked the people for help in washing and the burial of his body. But the people hated that dead sinful man so much that no one cooperated with the wife. So she had to hire someone to bring him to the city's public prayer mosque so that the believers might help and hold the ritual there. But still, no one attended that ritual. So she asked the hired man to take the dead body to the desert and bury it without washing and shrouding. There was a mountain near that desert in which a pious man was living. He had spent all his life in worshipping Allah, and the people living there knew him for his piety. He was well known among the people. As soon as he saw the sinful man's body, he went to attend his burial ritual. When the neighboring people heard it, they rushed to accompany the pious man. And people asked the pious man why he was attending the sinner's ritual. And he answered, "In my dream, I was told to come to this site of the desert, where a single woman is accompanying a dead body, and pray for it, since he is forgiven." Everybody was astonished at this moment, at this happening. The pious man called the sinner's wife and asked her about her husband. She answered, "Most of the days he was engaged in one sin or the other." And the pious man asked her again, "Had you seen any good deeds from him?" She replied, "I saw only three good deeds from him. First, that every day after committing sin, he changed clothes and began praying humbly. Second, that his home was never void of orphans, and he was more kind to them than his own children. And third, whenever he got up at night, he cried and said, 'O Allah, where in the hell will you place this sinner?'" That is when the people understood that it is possible even the one who is well known in the city for his sins, for being sinful, to be subjected to the mercy of the Almighty Allah. And it is Almighty Allah that can be kind to the sinful servants in all states and in all their affairs. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, "Kun Allahumma bi'izzatika li fi kulli al-ahwali ra'ufa." Be kind to me in all states, my state of committing a sin and my state of praying and worshipping you. وَعَلَيَّ فِي جَمِيعِ الْأُمُورِ يَطُوفَ. Be gracious to me in all my affairs, the affairs that I'm doing for you and the affairs that I'm negligent and unaware of you. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode of the program. We will continue talking about this part of the Qumayl supplication, God willing, in the next episode. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you.